second episode of The Eastas. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Whitney.
And we'll just jump right in to this week's show. Today should be, if things go as planned, Monday, March 10th, 2014, the year of our Lord. So, Whitney, how has your week been?
You know, honestly, my week's been a little bit of exciting since our first release of our first episode, seeing all the people on Twitter and all the great feedback that we've gotten so far from our coworkers and other people that we know that have listened to our show. And then also it's been a little rough since I just lost a family member, and you know how hard that could be sometimes. And listening to all the girls at work and all the other people that we know so close to us that their husbands or family members have just deployed. So prayers go out to them for all the people that are still struggling being alone. So good luck to you guys.
Yeah, it's been really rough in and out of work because, you know, like, one of our coworkers' husband just deployed, like, multiple,
yeah.
But then we have another coworker whose husband's coming back in a couple weeks, so she's super excited. So it's kind of like this melting pot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, exactly. you just lost a family member, and so that, you know, bleeds into the work environment. And while it's not directly related, like, you're still a human being,
mm-hmm.
even though you're a coffee master and you're a walking billboard, like, you still have feelings.
Yeah.
You know, and then me, I mean, I haven't really, nothing really exciting has happened at work because really I just go to work and then.
What about your week outside of work?
Yeah, well, that's the interesting part because I really haven't been home a lot when I'm not at work because my roommate has decided to let his ex-wife and his daughter's mother like kind of stay with us. And last time she stayed with us, it was just all bad, you know, like stuff went missing, that kind of thing. But you know, it's a process, and I mean, everyone's different, everyone has different opinions on different things, everyone makes their own decisions, we're all adults here usually. So it's been tough, but you know, I've made do. It's a little awkward, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, cross your fingers that she's gone when you get home. That's all you gotta do.
I did manage to have enough time out of my bedroom today to do laundry, though.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That was super exciting.
See, take this for the end of your week. At least you have clean underwear.
Yeah, my apron does not smell like vomit anymore.
That's true, yeah.
So that's good.
Aprons don't smell like wonderful coffee beans, everyone, by the way.
Exactly. Everyone thinks because we work at a coffee shop that we go home, what was it that we saw the quote? Like, we go home smelling like dark ground sex
or that something? That's not what it is at all. I mean, that's what people say, but yeah.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes of being on bar are wonderful because you smell like whipped cream and chocolate and you're like, but then like half an hour later, you're like, I smell like sweat and rotten milk. And
that's what I always hear from people that want to work at Shinebucks too, because they're always like, you know, oh, I love coffee so much, and it would just be so wonderful to make it, and I can't imagine all the recipes you guys have to memorize, and it just must smell so good when you go home. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
and we just kind of laugh, and yeah. We're like, oh, you know, that would be wonderful if we smelled like coffee when we went home.
I mean, yeah, because you work at McDonald's, you go home smelling like McDonald's, you're a gynecologist, still French fries. You go home smelling like what you work with, and we just work with a bunch of different things that don't always need to be mixed together.
Dirty sanitizer. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Whitney, being coffee master, I thought it'd be nice if you gave the listeners a drink to try. It could be like something of your own creation or something you saw online. But what is something that you think that everyone should try?
All right. Well, personally, my drink of the week, I've been drinking it the last 2 days here. I've got a little bit of an obsession going until a couple days from now, and I really don't want to drink it ever again. But it's iced passion tea. I actually saw this on a different Twitter feed, and I was really impressed. And then I reposted it to Instagram, reposted it to Facebook, and then shared it with all my coworkers. So it was wonderful. But it's an iced passion tea, and you do no classic, substitute vanilla, and you do no water, and add soy. It turns out this beautiful lavender color, and it's very good. If you need it to be a little sweeter, honestly, add a Splenda or two, because it sweetens it up just enough to where You don't need to add too much extra vanilla to get, you know, too peaky on the sugar there.
I think it's important to note also that the foam that this drink produces is not very tasty.
Yeah, if you could scrape off the foam or put fresh ice in it, it's a lot better.
Because when you had me try it the first time, I got, like, ice cubes and foam, and it was just...
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite thing ever.
The foam is just a... It's like a soy foam that froths up on it instead of just being this the wonderful mix of the drink. So, what Cameron says is true. Anyway, Cameron, how about you? You got a drink for the listeners for this week?
You know, I didn't do a lot of research, and I'm terrible, so I'm just going to stick to my green tea lemonade with 4 Splenda and 4 pumps of peppermint, because I think everyone needs to try it. Like, my roommate Jasmine, she actually hates peppermint. Peppermint anything, she just cannot stand. But then I had her try it last night, and she said it was pretty good. So if I can make a peppermint hater enjoy my drink of choice, then I think I've done my job.
Yeah, and you know, so this week I think we can both settle with that we have chosen teas for our drinks of the week.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't drink a lot of coffee stuff.
You don't, and I'm coffee obsessed, so.
I mean, I drink a lot of coffee at home, but then when I'm at work, I'm always like, I'm just so used to like rushing around and just being hot. I just want like refreshing tea or something. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be my favorite part, I think, of this week's episode. When our coffee master, I'm in Whitney's house at the moment. She made us dinner. It was way better than waffles. But what did you, it was easy chicken bake?
That's just what I call it. Yeah, it's a little something I throw together. Super easy. Mashed potatoes, chicken, makes its own gravy. It's wonderful.
It was pretty amazing. But what were we drinking with it, Whitney? What did you make us to enjoy with this?
Oh, well, I just made myself a caramel apple spice.
Really? Because I could have swore it came out of a box in a package.
Yeah. We're drinking Whitney's home special store-bought original apple cider.
Yeah, it's
with tap water.
I mean, it's good nonetheless, but it's not, you know, it's not up to the caliper of, you know.
I'm sorry, it wasn't filtered 7 times.
Yeah, it's not up to my standards of having a French press at home and fresh ground coffee beans, you know.
What if like your waffles?
Well, we'll have to, you know, do this at my house more often so we can, you know, drink real coffee.
No. Oh.
I mean, I'm not knocking Swiss Miss, whoever this is, Red Orchard, I don't know, generic Stater Brothers brand, whatever, I don't care.
Delicious is all that matters.
Yeah, it's good, it's good, it's really good. So that brings us into our next section, which we're going to start calling Customer Connections. And Whitney, you told me you had a story that you'd like to share about connecting with a customer.
Actually, yes. So Customer Connections, I feel like, is about, you know, the biggest part of being a barista, you talk to your customers every single day. Everyone has their favorite regular. Your regular customer that comes in and just chats you up and just wants to, you know, take your ear home with them just to talk to you all day. And so that's great and wonderful and all, but sometimes the brisk conversations you can have with a total stranger are really the ones that you hold on to. And I think that's what happened to me today at work. You know, it finally slowed down on bar and I was standing there talking to the customer that I just handed his drink to. And we were talking about how it was just such a long time ago that certain things had happened. And he was mentioning that back a few years ago, back in 1966.
A few years ago.
I know, yeah. A few decades ago. In 1966, when he was 16 years old, that
I'm not going to ask you to do that math.
Anyway, about how he had first went to his grandmother's house and they were just finally getting a toilet in the house.
Wow.
How, where he had lived, they were so hard struck on their old ways that they had always had an outhouse and the outhouse remained on the property and how they'd finally gotten a toilet inside, but his mother refused for the longest time because she didn't think it was appropriate to have a toilet in the house. And we were talking about how funny it was that like modern times, there's like, I looked at him and I was like, you know, I really wouldn't want to get up at midnight in the middle of the night and it's dark outside and cold and walk out to the outhouse. And he's like, you know, that's right? What I was thinking, but then they got the toilet and I was much happier. blew my mind.
That is so weird to me to think that only, you know, like 40, 50 some years ago, like people frowned upon having a toilet in the house.
Yeah, that it was just weird. And I'm like, man, that was almost, you know, 1970.
Wait, is this, he's really tall, skinny, wears like a, no?
No, he's a little pear-shaped. He was a really older gentleman. Still didn't have all gray hair, but, you know, he was very friendly. I've never seen him before.
We had a customer come in one night. It was this old man in a one-piece jumper. And I'm not talking like military flight suit jumper. I'm talking like he was in a one-piece overall kind of jumper, and that was his clothes. And
he was wearing jeans with, what are those? Suspenders.
Close, I guess.
Yeah, very close.
But he comes up to the counter and he's like, "Can I get coffee here?" And we're like, "Yes, you can." He's like, "Well, I'll just take coffee, as black as you can make it." And I was like, "Well, you know, we only have really one shade." He didn't laugh. So I was like, "Okay, this is the type of guy I'm talking to." I run into those people all the time, I swear. It's terrible.
That's okay. There was this customer named Wilson, and I kept yelling, "Wilson!" And they didn't think it was very funny.
Nice. Oh, Tom Hanks.
Anyway, continue.
But, so I gave him his coffee, and then he puts 50 cents down on the counter. And, like, I felt kind of bad, because I was like, "Oh, that'll be, you know, $1.75. And he's like, "What?" I was like, that'll be $1.75. He's like, "The last time I bought a cup of coffee, it was a quarter. So I was doubling up because of where you work." I was like, "That is so funny." Like, they just, like, even though years have gone by, you know, if you're raised a certain way, you grow up in a certain time, you get stuck with those principles. And, you know, a cup of coffee being over 25 cents was just ludicrous to this man.
My dad used to tell me how, and it's weird to think that it's my dad that told me this, that when they were younger, they would be given a dime or a quarter and they could go down and get 10 to 20 pieces of candy. And I'm like,
yeah,
holy cow, that's not even... My mom would talk about how gas was less than a dollar.
I actually remember when gas was less than a dollar. I was living in North Carolina when I was younger, and I remember the exact day that gas went up to $1.02.
Wow.
And my dad drove around with the arrow on E trying to find a gas station that was less than a dollar. He refused to pay over a dollar. I mean, we obviously stopped at a Shell station and paid the $1.02 a gallon, but he was not happy at all.
Man.
Which brings us into our next customer connection. I really haven't had any interesting run-ins with customers this past week, so I found an article on HuffingtonPost.com. Everyone has different opinions on this website. Usually it's all hogwash, but I found a very interesting article written by a Matt Walsh. And the title of it is, "Maybe You Get Bad Customer Service Because You're a Bad Customer." And I'm not going to read the article. It's an entertaining anecdote of how he was in line at a fast food restaurant, and this middle-aged woman basically, you know, brought hellfire and brimstone inside because she received ketchup on her hamburger, when she swore up and down that she didn't order any ketchup. But he hits on a lot of points that I think are important when dealing in the service industry. And the biggest one of these points is that the customer is always right. Because working at Shinebucks, I've come to realize that there are many opportunities where the customer is just completely wrong. Like, there's so many times where, like, we were talking last week about how drinks are made a certain way, but they'll get it in their mind that, you know, this name or something is the correct way to do it, and then we'll have to remake things and figure it out, and it just really holds everybody up.
You can always correct the customer, but it's not what you do. The customer's always right, you know, so you just kind of have to act like a translator sometimes to make it work.
Yeah, and I really think that the people that get angry at the first sign of any kind of mix-up or mistake, it just ruins the entire experience for everybody. You know, because while we try to make our customers feel like they're the only customer at the time, they're really not. Everyone in the restaurant or, you know, at the department store, they are all now a witness to just you being an asshole, is pretty much what it boils down to. Because as much as people want to believe it, that 17-year-old who's making the minimum wage is not the god of all cheeseburgers. You know what I'm saying?
Like, very nice title.
But that's what people believe. Like, they're like, you are paid a wage to do this job. Everything should be perfect. Well,
what, do they just promote you to the god of cheeseburgers?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I'm totally
going to... put ketchup on my cheeseburger, huh?
On my name tag, I'm going to write the god of coffee. See how many people notice. But I just... it's a wrong assumption to believe that your barista is going to know everything at the drop of a hat. Because, yeah, we are, especially our staff where we are very knowledgeable. And whenever there is a mix-up, like a drink code or how something is made, we always address it. And we always pass it along. Like the steamed milk steamer fiasco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where everyone had a different code for it. But then... now we have like two codes for it and people refuse to use the other one. It's like, you know, North versus South kind of thing. It's like, I ain't using your code. But, you know, you get over it and you move
South
on.
South didn't win. Anyway.
Excuse me? Okay. I can't handle that right now. Anyway. The South will rise again. I'm just kidding. I don't mean it. I'm from North Carolina, but it just... comes out every now and then, you know, it just happens. Like my British accent, it just happens out of nowhere. Like I hate it so much. I told you this the other day. If I'm talking to a cute girl and she thinks I'm from Britain because I'm talking in a British accent, do not walk up and ask me while I'm making that ridiculous accent. You just don't do it. Like it's not the way those things are handled.
He was talking to a customer in a British accent, and he just broke out of nowhere, and I'd walked out from the back room, and I wasn't thinking, I was just, Cameron, why are you talking like that? And he looked at me, and he was just shocked, like, why would you ask me that right now?
Because everything was ruined, like, it was all ruined. Like, what are you doing in the States? I just graduated from Cambridge.
And... did she really believe you?
Yeah, she believed me.
Oh, then you start everything out with a lie.
No, I was going to start rectify. With a lie. I was going to rectify the situation. It's an icebreaker, okay? Oh. An icebreaker. It's not a real lie. It's a pickup line, but of vocal epic gossip, whatever.
Anyway,
just don't do it anymore, okay? Just don't. Which brings me to the next point. See, I segue really, really well because we were just talking about you ruining stuff at Shinebucks. And now we're going to talk about Shinebucks problems that have arisen as of late. The first one I want to touch on is this extra caramel epidemic. Every drink has extra caramel on it now, which is ridiculous. You know, I actually the other day made, and this, I'm not making this up, it was a black tea with no water in it, two shots of espresso, a splash of soy, and extra caramel in the cup.
That sounds disgusting. For whoever ordered that drink, please, never again, because that sounds horrible.
Every espresso, drink has to have extra caramel in it. Every single one.
You know, I have heard of a few good drinks with caramel that I actually recommend, like a green tea, like latte, green tea latte. Get it iced, get some caramel in it. It's great. Get a hot chai with caramel sauce. Caramel sauce chai is wonderful. But stop adding caramel sauce to a strawberries and cream.
Yes, every
or to every single vanilla bean that you order, go get a milkshake, okay?
Yes, or at least have the decency to get the caramel blended in. Because we'll do...
Caramel syrup blended in your vanilla bean. So easy.
Done. I mean, because what do you do with that extra caramel drizzle that is all over that cup? You throw it away.
You do. And then some people will argue, well, it melts into the drink. You don't even taste it until you get to the very bottom.
Exactly. Oh, man. I am, however, the guy that whenever the vanilla macchiato was introduced, I got an iced vanilla macchiato for like 17 days in a row with just extra, extra, extra vanilla drizzle inside.
Hypocrisy.
Yes. But I mean, at least I would eat it. That sounds so bad. Oh man, this is not going well for Cambams. Everyone just seems like this obese barista now. Oh, that's the fat barista with a beard. They're not far off. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
The extra caramel epidemic has actually led into what now people are calling endearingly frap hell.
Frap hell. Okay, that's wonderful. Because we're getting into summer, I'd really love to talk to people about this. Stop ordering frappuccinos. Just stop.
Just bluntly.
We're out. We can't make any more. We've run out. They no longer exist. Wipe it from your mind. It may be on the menu, but they no longer exist.
Yeah, I mean,
hot summertime, don't order them.
Little Krista and Alyssa are always, customers will walk up, we're out of frappuccinos. And then they get that awkward stare, and they're like, what? And I mean, when I'm not on bar, I don't care. I'll tell people to order frappuccino just because I'm not on bar. But like when I am on bar, I'll have that one hot chocolate and then the 1,000 frappuccinos and then that one hot chocolate and then everything has extra caramel in it.
Most of the time, it's not the frappuccinos that are regular frappuccinos that are a problem, but it's the people that are saying, can I get a caramel frappuccino light made with Breve, add vanilla bean powder and one pump of toffee nut, and I want cinnamon powder blended in and chocolate drizzle on top. Why? Why?
Yeah.
That's all, just why.
I feel kind of bad because we're like, we're just tearing people apart. I mean, there are people that don't exist. Like right now, because no one's ordering drinks from us right now. But, and I understand we're
just think about your baristas when you have a million frappuccinos coming out the bar and you're waiting for 5 to 10 minutes when there's a million frappuccinos because we only have 2 blenders. No matter how many hands, there's only 2 blenders.
I only have 2 hands. So, but okay, interesting point that I just came up with. It's probably genius and you'll thank me for this. If you're going to order 16 frappuccinos with extra caramel, give every barista you see a new Sharpie. Done. Just fixed it. There we go.
That's true. We love free Sharpies, by the way, everyone. Free Sharpies.
I really just want to tell all our customers to listen to this now so they know. So I just have like a stockpile of Sharpies.
Oh, well, that too. And then next, please, about ordering drinks, the secret menu.
Oh, yeah. The secret menu routine.
So, we've talked about this. We've heard about it. We've read it online about how the secret menu is so popular, but it doesn't exist to us. We are the only people, fellow people of Shinebucks, that do not know these recipes.
Yeah.
You people come in and you say, you wonderful customers, that is.
Okay, let's role play this. Okay, I'll be the customer. You be the barista, or be a broista. Whichever you want to do is role playing. I don't care.
I prefer to be a barista.
Okay, broista, cool. Anyway, what? Oh, hello there.
Hi, how's it going today?
I would like a Twix frappuccino.
All right. What size would you like?
The biggest you got.
Okay. Venti frappuccino. And do you know what goes in that?
You mean, I have to know?
Yeah, we don't exactly know what goes in the frappuccino, so if you could tell us what goes in it, we can make it for you.
But what do I pay you for?
We don't have the recipes to the Twix frappuccino. We've only got the ones that are on our menu.
Well, that's stupid. End scene. Okay, now this is the way it's supposed to go. Hello.
Hi, how's it going today?
I'm doing good. Do you know how to make the Captain Crunch frappuccino?
Do you? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, here, I have it on my phone. Could you make it if I showed you the ingredient list?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Done. How hard is that? And I've even had people who are on their phones, like, just texting away, and they're like, hey, do you know how to make the Baby Pooh birthday cake frappuccino? And I'm like, no, I... Do you have the recipe with you? They're like, how would I get that? You're on your phone already.
Google is an amazing thing, guys. Google has become a verb. Google it.
Right? Oh, man. That should go on a bumper sticker somewhere.
I'm pretty sure it probably already is.
Hey, Google, if you're looking to advertise, we'll just take Sharpies. Done.
They send us 1,000 Sharpies.
Oh, God, I would talk about Google every day. Be like, so welcome to the Eastas powered by Google. Don't know what's on the secret menu? Google it. I would even invent the Google Frappuccino. It'd be like green tea, strawberry and cream. I don't know.
Every single thing blended into one.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're going to do that tomorrow.
So I just totally spaced out for a second. I was like, that's Cookie Crisp. Anyway, so we're going to close it out pretty soon. But first of all, I wanted to share a couple barista jokes with you guys because, I mean, we're a barista podcast, so we might as well have some kind of jokes that only a barista would get. Here we go. Customer walks in. Hey, barista, how much for a cup of coffee? Says the customer. $2, replies the barista, and refills are free. Great, then I'll have a refill, answers the customer.
Oh, good one, Cameron.
I know, right? I'm so good at this.
All right. I picked a little, tiny little joke. It's short and sweet. It's, what's the feeling you get when you run out of coffee? Dispresso!
It's like espresso and depression. Depresso, despresso. I get it. Okay.
Oh, you milked it.
Last one. And this is for the nerds, because I'm totally a nerd. What's fat, hairy, and drinks a lot of coffee? You ready for this? You ready? Java the Hutt.
That one was my favorite.
Right? Oh, man. Great stuff. Great stuff.
All right. So, following jokes of baristas here.
Oh, yeah. You have that. I forgot about that.
I found an article online. It was actually on eHarmony.com. No, I'm not on eHarmony. Don't go looking for me. I won't be there. But
I might.
It was... Everyone look for Cameron, please, on eHarmony.
Pay attention, ladies.
He is luscious, bearded, and single.
Right.
He likes long walks on the beach and Star Wars. Anyway. So, I found this article on eHarmony.com, and it's 15 reasons to date a barista. Funny that eHarmony would bring that up. But I picked a couple of my favorite here. I'm not going to list all of them. But one of them was that baristas know how to multitask, often doing many things at the same time, taking orders, making coffee drinks, using the drive-through headset, mopping up spills and stocking the pastry case. So, multitasking. Always wonderful when you're in a relationship because you're always able to do more than one thing at a time. You can listen, cook, clean, talk, enjoy multiple activities at the same time.
Yeah, like, did you know I can play bass guitar with my tongue? Did you know that?
Wonderful, Cameron.
Thanks.
Also, these individuals are service-oriented, helpful, eager to please. Qualities that would enrich a dating experience. Which I firmly believe, because I feel like all of my coworkers are often, like, giving people. They always want to help. They're always looking to make everything good and perfect. They're kind of perfectionists, but...
Yeah, it comes with the job.
Exactly. Also, baristas are upbeat and friendly people, ready with a smile and a warm greeting. Unless, of course, the barista hasn't had their coffee, so baristas also don't smile when they don't have coffee.
Or if we have 10,000 frappuccinos with extra caramel.
Yeah, if you order a frappuccino, we're going to be frowning at you. I'm kidding. But maybe. Really.
Once just, like, frappuccino sales decline, we get... Like, they come after us.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
We're talking about McDonald's frappes. That's what we're talking about.
Don't ever call it a frappe, by the way. If you say, can I get a mocha frappe, I'm going to correct you and say, mocha frappuccino? Okay. Because we hate the word frappe. If you say frap, perfectly fine.
I don't care. I really don't care, honestly.
I have so much pride in my job that I really just hate the wrong words. I really do. Like, okay, if I ask you, hi, what can I get for you today? And you say, can I get a coffee? And I say, what size? And you reply to me, regular?
Regular.
When has regular ever been a size?
There's actually, on menu boards, the medium size is usually called regular.
I have never seen it.
Because I think it's a southern thing, honestly, because small, of course, is smaller. Large is larger. What is it smaller and larger of? It's smaller and larger than regular. It's actually a thing.
Oh, it's so gross. There's medium, man. Anyway.
That's where it comes from. Okay, back to why people should date me.
Why people should date you?
Or date a barista, which, I mean, I'm here already, so might as well.
Well, baristas know how to handle stress. Somehow they keep the cool during the morning coffee rush hour and while dealing with difficult customers. So keeping a level head, I think, is probably my favorite one out of all of those. Just because we do deal with a lot in a day, you know. Normally I come home and I feel like I've got a lot to talk about as far as like the stress of my day, and I really don't talk about it. Because as soon as you leave the environment, the stress goes away. It normally doesn't follow you home from work too much. Also, we deal with lines and lines of customers. Sometimes we don't get our breaks on time. Sometimes we don't get a break at all because it was so busy. Sometimes we deal with money problems or, you know, people just not wanting to listen to what's going on. People not wanting to clean during times of, you know, no rush. And it causes a lot of stress. And sometimes people call out sick and you can't really do anything about it. And you just have to learn to wake up with a smile, go back to work, deal with your day, and make the best of it.
That is why we have store support, which is the Mary Poppins of Shinebuck's positions.
This is true.
Or Cinderella, whatever you want to call them.
I prefer Cinderella.
Mary Poppins was really hot, though. I don't know if it was me just being a kid.
I love that.
Your uvula is not long enough to do that.
I'm sorry, it doesn't...
It doesn't hang that low.
Anyway. Your uvula hang low? Does it wobble? Anyway.
We're not being dirty. Your uvula is actually that thing that hangs down from the roof of your mouth and the back of your throat. That's what it's called.
The roof of your mouth.
And I actually learned that because a customer wanted to know, and so I Googled it.
Why wouldn't they Google it?
Because I'm their broista. They trust me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and I totally know my manager is listening to this. I was on break at the time. And it was espresso macchiato lady. You know who I'm talking about. So it was totally worth it. Anyway, so that's where we're going to close out today's show. We did want to have a little section of listener shout-outs. We've decided to call you guys our followistas, which is why it's followistas at Gmail and Twitter.
Thanks for listening again, followistas. You guys are our faithful little people, and we love you so much.
And we actually just want to shout-out real quick to a follower on Twitter. She is at OllieBaby. She said she loved us and or loved it, which it's the show. And I just want you to know that we love you too. And the feedback we've gotten from all of you guys is just astounding. Like, we honestly had, I know this isn't a big number at all, but in a day and a half, we had almost 100 unique listens and downloads from different IP addresses. And that's really big for something that we just kind of did on a whim.
And newly released. And, you know, it's wonderful to have those listeners. And we hope that you all subscribe and can leave us a good review, because the reviews are what's going to help make this show better and keep you guys listening.
Oh, yes. We are now on iTunes. We are listed. For some reason, they listened to our podcast and put us in the comedy section. We have been... Just a note, we've been flagged explicit because I say dick and asshole and all that stuff. So just be wary if you do have children and such. I come from a very, you know, outspoken upbringing. So just
colorful.
Colorful, yes. Very colorful upbringing. But yeah, we're going to close out. Do you have anything else to say, Whitney? You just want to say goodbye? Oh, yeah. Okay. So this has been the Eastas. Thank you very much. And just remember, if you are an asshole, we will decaf your shots.